Man on BBS Radio, Station 1. Today is Monday. Day today is May 18th, 2015. We'll do a clearing for the date numbers here in case that is affecting you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's make sure everybody's here. Take away some emotional energy. So here we go. Take your index finger and put it in front of you, straight up, towards pointing. And hopefully, it's exactly in front of you. Now, when you look at that, if it's not, if you're to the right, you're in the future, that you're thinking of things in the future, putting you onto future timelines, which means you're not here. Very important to understand this. If you're not in the now, where are you? Well, either going to be in the past or in the future. You won't be here. So you're actually abducted onto alien timelines, and they just replicate this one. You don't know how their technology is, how it works. You don't really know that they can interface things to make it look 100% correct. But if you see people at my lectures and workshops that I have, when I take out the clone replicas, you actually watch the people physically change before your eyes. For yourself, you won't have any awareness of that. So they will take you out and put you into a alien timeline full of aliens, full of alien clone planets, whatever, like the Earth here, and you won't even know that you're not here. So you do the Be Here Now clearing, the mind to heart drop, or use the finger exercise. Let's get you back here in case you are far away. Here we go. So we're taking manual control of the alien. Remember, the light is much more powerful than the alien darkness energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, your fingers now should be straight ahead of you. You may have felt your body change. Maybe you kind of twitched or something as you came back here from your abduction scenario. And now we're going to take away some of the emotional energies that may have, you know, attached to you. So here we go. Releasing some of your emotions that you may have dealt with. It could be anything. Need to look at something that I can clear. Remember, the light sees you as perfect. I'm not going to come in and say, you know, have this problem and we're going to fix it for you just because we see that. No, they just see you as perfect. Whatever you're experiencing, that's how you want your perfection to be. Here we go, releasing the energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's see what we have out there. We'll see if we have any questions.
Welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. So happy to be here. And we have a lot of information to share tonight. A lot of wonderful questions came in. Ron, may we have an activation of the beautiful light beings?
Sure. So here we go. I'll bring up the one of the three light beings. And we're going to bring in male energies today, all male. So here we go. First light being. And if you only have one up, that's perfectly fine. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next light beam. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And third light beam, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. That was wonderful. And thank you for putting us all in the now and bringing us all here so that we can be present to get everything we can out of this time with you. I was thinking while you were saying that years ago I remember on that show MASH, Colonel Potter was angry because nobody would get into the spirit of a Christmas party he wanted to have, and he yelled at them all and said, "If you're not here, people, you're nowhere." And I think of that a lot. So if you're not present, where are you, just as you say? And can you just talk, Ron, about how being in the now and being at peace are related? Are they the same thing, or how are they related?
Well, when you're in the now, there's two nows. One now is when you're living, which, you know, all of you are, you're living in the alien-created hologram that's here. And that took over your body. So you're now in a fabricated alien reality, consciousness, and mindsets and thoughts and everything else. So whatever you think in that reality, when you do think, it's not coming from source energy. It's coming from the aliens. That's how they trapped you here. So they'll give you what they want to let you know about. And normally a lot of those things are self-fulfilling prophecies when you start researching and researching and researching, and they'll give you more and more books to look out for, more and more websites to go to, which strictly entangles you up a lot more than normal because you're interfacing with darkness. So from there, what happens is you get into the keywords and things that the aliens do to you and your natal charts and everything else. But the whole thing is when you're in the present moment on their timeline. So when you're in the zero point, when you're at no time on the timeline, they have a hard time connecting to you. You're still running their program. They're still active with you, but you're not interfacing with them. Just like your computer. You have lots of programs on your computer, and, you know, are you using them? No, but they're still there. So that's the way you have to look at it. If you don't interface with them, even though they're there, the aliens may not want you. And we're talking about they only want you because of your energy system. They want to steal your spirit. That's what they do. And put you into different timelines. So once you get into their present moment on the timeline, then you don't leak out any energy. And from there, they may not want you. The other now is a source now energy, which is what you're supposed to be living in. Because people think that automatically puts them into the other energy that looks like source energy, because naturally the planet looks like it's created from source energy, but it's actually a hologram. So you're living in a holographic reality created by aliens, and their creation is what you're going to be born into and die into also. So you want to be in source energy, which you can do when we go to the light ship on Saturday night, or we're on different conference calls. Then you're actually in source energy. Other than that, you're in the fabricated alien holographic reality. And when you get off the timeline, when you get off of the timeline that the aliens create for you, and you're in the now, you're still running that program, but you may start to see things change around you because you're not interfacing with those programs in their vast computer database to replicate everything that's here. So just being in the present moment can help you out immensely, and they won't abduct you that way as easily. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. You know, I've been lucky enough to, the last few years, be at some expos that you've done, and I've met a lot of different people that are doing the creation lightship healings, and so many of them have experienced a complete life change, and they're really enjoying the healings. They're clear. You can spot them a mile away. And there are people that are doing you know, even doing some healings and have connected to Creation Lightship, but they still have some issue in their life, or possibly more than one issue, that keeps them, you know, almost desperate. It's like some kind of program has been put into them, and or they're being attacked from outside of themselves so strongly about a certain issue. I find it's usually, it's one of two things, health or money. And can you talk a little bit about what's going on there, Ron, and how can people help themselves get out of that desperate survival feeling?
What I would do is probably look at your life and see if there was a particular, you know, turning point in your life at a certain age that allowed you to connect to maybe, I'll just say, you know, the poor health or poverty timeline, okay? Maybe somebody did a whammy on you, you know, something happened and caused you to go down the wrong path, and now you're trying to get out of that, but you may have to go back to when it first started and clear all those timelines out and come from that point, you know, to now. So that's what I would probably suggest. And so remember, you got keyed into maybe a much more complicated program than most people. So that means that you might be, in a sense, a special person, if there would be such a thing, and they don't want you to evolve. Well, I shouldn't say that. Evolve is the wrong word. They don't want you to wake up. And so the fact they don't want you to wake up is probably the reason why you're having maybe difficulties in your life. I would do the timeline crashing on it. Also, you know, we have a slavery clearing. I'm going to do a slavery clearing. Or if you're a slave, you can't do anything. We have that clearing, too. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Is it? Do you think that, much like the victim clearing we were talking about the other day, you could be a slave and not really realize that you're a slave?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Remember, you're only conscious of what the aliens want you to know. So, you know, it's like, you know, like you have a slight problem with your body, and, you know, maybe you're limping your whole life. You don't know what it is not to limp, so to you, it's perfectly natural to limp, you know? And that's kind of, you know, what you have to look at is how deeply is it affecting you? Because you may not know the difference. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. A couple of people have written in that they've been feeling a little different this week. A couple have said they feel a little tired, but other people say they're feeling more at peace and clearer. Have there been some planetary shifts or changes going on, Ron? Anything you can share with us?
Working a lot with energies the last, actually from the last month, clearing out things, and that will change your consciousness, yes. So, things are getting a little better. So what happens is that the energies out there that are transmitting to you, the mind control programs are being, in a sense, released to give you some kind of relief. That once they're gone, they probably will not be replicated again because it's just too, you know, too complicated, and they probably won't be allowed to do that. So, maybe I'll be having that T-shirt on, you know. But anyway, back to you, Ann.
Well, that sounds really like kind of a big thing, Ron. And you said I forget exactly how you said it. Did you say an upgrade in consciousness?
Oh, that's beginning. Getting yourself so that you're kind of releasing the energies that are sabotaging to you. So that's what the last one was doing. So you're actually becoming more of who you want to be because you're being disconnected from the slavery, the mind control programming, the robotic programs that are on you. And you don't know where you are, so you get something released from you. That's kind of how, you know, I would look at it. They're always, they're out there doing stuff to you, and you don't know what they're doing, you know?
Wow. Is there a sample we could do, Ron, maybe, of the slavery clearing?
Yeah. All I could do is release energies from you, because you may not realize that you've been a slave and that you are a slave, okay? And so what I'll do is release the energies from you at the age of 15. It could be 15 with this lifetime. Also be maybe 15 of your parents' lifetime, or maybe your grandparents, and going back a little way. So it'll release the one that's affecting you now, okay? Doesn't matter who had it and how you got it. You know, unfortunately, you know, you can't really get mad at your parents because they did something wrong and they passed it on to you, and now you're dealing with that. You know, it is kind of their fault because they're not conscious of what they're doing. But, you know, it's kind of like alcoholism, you know. Are you going to be an alcoholic because your parents were? Well, very possibly, you know. How far back does that go? So do you blame your parents? Well, you could blame them, but that's not going to fix your own personal problem because you have it. So we're going to do a clearing now for slavery at the age of 15. That's in your genetics. And we'll go back maybe a couple hundred years here. So here we go. I'll do it 50 years at a time. So what we'll do is from 200 years to 150, clearing that out. So here we go, age 15. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, oh man, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That one feels better now. And now we're going to do from 150 to 100 years ago. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do from 100 to 50. It may be you and your parents. Depends how old you are. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll do from, say, 50 down to 0. Age of 15 here, releasing slavery from you. That's just for 1 year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So if you feel anything, that's just 1 year of your life, and you could be holding on to, you know, lifetime. If you live to be 60, we'll say, for each lifetime, and or your ancestors did, and you were a slave your whole life, then you got your whole lifetime full of slavery. Okay? So you probably won't know the difference of being free. You might see people being free, but that's not your reality. Oh, it's sort of like asking a man or even a woman how it is to be the opposite sex. I mean, you can look at them and, well, yeah, you know, you don't have the same plumbing, we'll say, you know, and everything else. The body anatomy is different. The clothing is different. You could, you know, do cross-dressing, we'll say, but it's still not going to make you into the opposite sex, so you don't even know. And that's kind of how you have to look at it, is you don't know what you don't know, and you don't know if you were a slave or not. So we'll see if we have any comments here. What you should feel is a little more freedom, maybe more space, maybe less pressure on you. And maybe from being a slave, maybe you had to carry, you know, a bucket on the top of your head or something with water in it, you know, or backpacks, or maybe they had shackles on your wrists and on your ankles, you know. So those could be gone now. Maybe you're going to feel a whole lot better. Oh, back to you, Anne.
Well, I felt like something lifted right out of my torso, and I felt compelled to get up and walk around a little. Like, I definitely felt lighter from that, Ron, so thank you so much. Yes, and we'd love to hear from people on the that fast chat response page. If you can, write in and tell us how you felt when you did that. Thank you so much, Ron. That was amazing. I was wondering if it's possible for you to give us a sample of a release of a mind program. Like, if there are people that believe that there's something they do on Earth that they have to keep doing, like they have to, I don't know, keep working 7 days a week, or they're going to be out on the street, or they have to, just something that they keep doing, and that might be the very thing that's kind of tripping them up, but they don't realize it.
It sounds like what you're asking is that a program that the person doesn't even know that they're in fear about if they get rid of it.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
People get mileage on that, you know. If you're in pain, you can complain to everybody around you how your pain is. You got all that sympathy coming your way. You may not ever want to get your pain relief, okay? So you may not even think about, you know, doing a clearing to release your pain because, geez, your support groups are there, you know, for your pain. What are you going to do now, you know? So, that's, you know, you may not want to color out of the box, but here we go. See here. Some kind of mindset program. I don't know. We'll just do one for, let's see here. I'll do one for food. And what I'm going to do is, some people may be conditioned to only buy a certain, you know, type of food because they don't want to spend the money to buy something else. Okay? So I'm not necessarily saying like organic versus plain or anything like that, but maybe there's a product that you would really like to have, but you are afraid to buy it, and you're only afraid to buy it because it costs so much. Compare it in, you know, in comparison to what you have now, what you're buying. So I'll release that program. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yawning. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Oh, just see what happens is with your buying habit now when you maybe go to the grocery store or something. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. Okay, we have one comment. Clearing just done on slavery, thanks. Less pain in hip. Someone said, oh my, this is wonderful news. So I'm not sure exactly what they're referring to. Oh, just bought this today. I feel so much, feel like I need, let me see. It's hard. Oh, they feel, it's hard to say how they feel exactly, but more like themselves. So I'm not sure what they might be talking about, the slavery clearing. And
possibly, yeah. I have another clearing right. That I'd like to do. Or for, this is for women, because it won't really work for men, typically. I'm looking back, like, you know, you see old movies, you know, that portray maybe the 1800s or about, you know? And so what do you normally see? You see a family out maybe in the middle of nowhere, and because they can't hire work hands, the poor woman has to be a baby factory. All of a sudden you see them with a dozen kids. They need the kids to work on the farm, you know? Well, I would think that'd be kind of, I'd feel resentful for that, you know? Having to provide you know, a workforce, you know, and everything else, going through a pregnancy, et cetera. But anyway, so if any of you women out there kind of maybe kind of relate to that, or you don't relate, we'll do the clearing and see what happens. So here we go. Releasing that energy, being a baby factory, you know, the only way I can really, you know, promote that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man, it's really heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, that can even go with being an alcoholic. I'm not an alcoholic, but a workaholic, you know, having to feed all these people and cook meals and stuff. But anyway, we'll go. I'll do that. You know, about same type of thing where all of a sudden now you have to cook for all the ranch hands and everything else on your farm or whatever, and you resent cooking in this lifetime, you know. So we'll see what happens. So releasing that. 1, 2. Remember, you're a slave now to the kitchen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll wait for comments on this here. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Someone else wrote in, yawning heavily. Oh, from the when you did the slave clearing at age 15, yawning heavily, I was a modern-day slave, have to work hard in my family.
Yes.
So, yeah, some of that is still going on. It might be in a business, or it might just be in the house, or, you know, people still live on, still have farms that they have to work on, or ranches, and they don't have any choice.
Yep.
Okay. Someone asks a question about spanking. Is there something for getting spanked when we were youngsters? Which I don't know why anyone says, you know, like we need that word. It's hit. Is there something for being hit when you're a baby and a child?
Well, we got the special clearing that could be used for that maybe, but I'll do what I can do here just for that issue. So here we go. 1, 2. Oh, man, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, we'll just see what how that affects people.
Okay, and someone wrote in, wonderful news about the mind programs being released. And I think they mean, you know, that we've had a little bit of a consciousness shift on the planet this past week. And I think you and the light beings and the light ship have a lot to do with that, Ron. So we all thank you very much. Okay. So we have some emails we can start on, Ron, while we're waiting to hear from people about those clearings. We have a couple of things about questions about physical issues, and two different people wrote in about a foot issue. And just recently you removed entities from our feet, but I was wondering if maybe you could do that again. And then do you have any recommendations of healing our feet?
Just release that energy here, so I want to get rid of entities out of your feet. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. There we go. So let's see how that feels. cells, you may have your energies in your feet too, maybe alien critters. So I'll do a clearing for that here. So here we go, releasing alien life forms that are invisible to you, that are living in your feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now what about the, I guess the Chinese, is that to use to bind the feet and have the toes curl under? That could be maybe related to a foot issue in this lifetime. At least that. I guess that's another way that women were slaves. They couldn't run away. Oh, releasing the energy on people's feet if it was connected to the Chinese, I guess. I don't know if the Japanese or any other Asian country did it or not. I have no clue. But I think the Chinese were the ones, so not picking on them at all, but here we go. So releasing that energy off of your feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. So since you brought up the aliens and the parasitic life forms and stuff that attack us, and we haven't talked about that on today's show, so if you're new, sorry that you have to hear this, but as there are aliens everywhere, they come into our bodies and attack us with their energies and parasites and different things. And Ron does talk about that a lot. And I should mention Ron's website is creationlightship.com. I forgot to say that at the beginning of the show. So if you are new, please go there after the show and check it out. There are a lot of free healings you can do to start to get yourself cleared out and feeling better, and a lot more information. So since we started on aliens, I'll ask a couple of questions that people have, Ron. Somebody wants to know, do aliens eat the parasites and artificial life forms after they get energy from us?
Do the aliens eat those life forms, huh?
Right.
Life form would be in you, probably, taking away your essence energy, we'll say, eating parts of you. So I don't know if the aliens could eat a life form that's inside of you, eating you up. That could be possible. Remember, you know, maybe one of those alien critters in you could be getting fat, and another alien species that's in your body, you want to put that thing on the buffet table, you know? Because they do, you know, always like each other. So that could be a possibility. I don't know about, you know, these things leaving and being eaten. You know, it's possible, but you know, I don't think they leave on their own. I think they just need a host, and they want to be here. So I don't think they come in and stay for a short time and leave. Now, shapeshifters will. And we have a clearing on the website for shapeshifters. It's a little different. We have an alien attack page, eliminating alien attack. And then we also have one for off-planet alien shapeshifters in your body. I'll repeat that. It's off-planet alien shapeshifters. If you just type that in, I'm sure you'd probably be able to go there. And that is a whole lifetime clearing. So for some reason you think that this could be a concern of yours, you may want to try that. I don't know how many people out there would have these energies inside of them. Oh, but if you look in the mirror someday and you scare yourself, then you know that, you know, you're not there, you know, or you feel weird all the time, or you start, you know, calling at the moon sometimes, you know, or bark a lot or whatever, then you know that you got a shapeshifter. Feel like you're walking along and you go, man, my back's getting sore. Well, it's probably because that shapeshifter has a 20-foot tail behind you and you're dragging it. And you wonder what's going on here. So, you know, if you have any of those situations, that seem a little unusual, and you can't really mentally figure it out, but you know this is happening, then that clearing might be just for you. Have anything to add, Anne?
No, Ron, that's very helpful. You know, there are so many different healings, but I feel that if, you know, as you have said, if you've done the emotional body, the entity, some of the basic clearings, and you're clear, you probably can tell if that's something you need, and then therefore you know, you can do it. Is there any way to do a sample of it, Ron, for people so they might be able to sense it, or is that too big a one?
Big a one.
Okay.
Especially too big.
Okay. Because sometimes, just so people understand this, if when Ron does a sample on these shows, if you feel it very powerfully, that's an indication that the whole life healing is probably called for. Okay, and we have someone asking about alien attacks, and when they do the alien clearing, alien attack page and different healings that Creation Lightship does for us to get rid of aliens, they feel like they're experiencing more alien attacks. And they want to know, can that be, could they be putting themselves on alien timelines by trying to remove the aliens?
Possibly. What clearing were they doing? Did they give an indication, or just a clearing?
It looks like the alien attack page.
The alien attack page, if you start doing that, you may they may not like what you're doing, okay? So just kind of hang with it and keep those pages up. Because eventually, they should start to leave you. So like it's getting worse, stay on that page. If you're bringing in more recruits, then it'll eventually get rid of them. And then do those pre-sample clearings to get rid of the aliens that are connected to you.
Right, so, Ron.
Well, that stuff, and you're going to start feeling some relief. So that could be a possibility. I have.
Well, and I also... I also
saw... Right, so...
Right.
Going with that clearing page.
I also thought, Ron, that as they're getting clearer, are they noticing things more, too?
It's very possible, yeah, because they might be able to get themselves released from a mindset and then be able to analyze and sense what's going on. The aliens will try to numb you out, too, just like giving you a sleeping pill or something. It will make you so that you're not really with it, you know. And you may feel like, you know, gee, I don't know, I just can't function today too well. Well, it's them doing that to you, you know. And, you know, did you look at that number 1111 all the time or something, or whatever you're looking at? Did it show up today where they got you on a program? Because if you saw that number again, then you just validated that you're being abducted and that they have you hooked up to timelines. That's why they give you something that you see all the time. That's the way they can tell if they still have you on the line or not. So back to you.
Okay. About the clearing just done on our feet being binded. Thanks. That worked for me. I'm surprised. I have big feet. Didn't think that would have been connected to me.
Hey, happy to hear that. You have some relief there.
Yeah, plus, well, we've all been here for a long time, so we've probably been Japanese and Chinese, and we could have gone through that or perhaps done it to somebody. And then we'd feel probably a release. So a listener said alien attacks, maybe they are just becoming more aware of what's happening to them. I guess that's kind of the same thing I said, that, you know, the people know.
Good.
Okay. All right. We have some... a testimonial about last week. We have a couple more alien things, but we'll save those, I think, for the next show. On Saturday night's program, you placed energetic body braces on us to enjoy until midnight Sunday, which was last night. Right after the program, I thought I'd put them to the test by jogging around the neighborhood and found I had enhanced endurance and ability as my legs felt lighter and supported. I noticed them on Sunday morning and used, I noticed them still there on Sunday morning and used the energy to my advantage, doing much housework and walking. I didn't get tired at all. I appreciate this gift of life force energy. I noticed it was gone this morning. Sure was great while it lasted. Do you remember that you did that Saturday night, Ron?
Vaguely.
You gave us those braces and let us keep them all the way till midnight on Sunday, so thank you so much.
The braces, yeah, I remember that.
Right.
I think if I can do anything else... Let's have you keep going, and I'll see what I can figure out.
Okay. Okay, we have a question, interestingly, kind of both about the body jumpstart. The first one is about the magnetic and twisted body. If we already did a clearing, and then we do the alignments of the magnetic and twisted body, do we have to redo the clearings over to get the rest of the clearing, or will it automatically reintegrate the rest of the healing?
Now, the second part, it'll automatically reintegrate. What wasn't done at the when you did the clearing, because your body was not in the proper orientation, when you do get it turned around properly, the clearing will take effect, just like you did it brand new. First time you did it, it'll come back into place again, and things will correct itself probably instantly. I'm thinking I'm going to do is a clearing for oxygen. So we have on the website the alien oxygen cold removal, something like that, barcode or whatever. And so what that does, it puts the energy in the air that's counterproductive for you, so you cannot use all the oxygen in the air. It's kind of like a no-brainer, you know. So here we go. See if your breathing gets better. So releasing, I'll release the codes out of the oxygen. And what I'm going to do, the second part, I'm going to work with your lungs, because your lungs may not know the difference, okay? And it's like a mindset. It's used to knowing that it's not healthy and it can't have oxygen. Okay, so here we go. Let's release the oxygen in the ear around you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this is a free clearing on the left of the website under, I think, free sample healings, I believe. And so again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Now we're going to work with your lungs, because your lungs probably got contaminated and they're used to having this oxygen. And maybe they just said, you know, this is not any good. We're going to shut down part of our function. So let's see if we can get you more functional with your lungs. So here we go. Respiratory type clearing, and this could also be on the body jumpstart, I think, or something similar which you could add in there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, just see how your breathing is. See if it's any better. Maybe your breathing is actually less because you're getting more out of the oxygen in the air than you had before. So maybe before you were forced to take really, really deep breaths. And now you don't. So we'll see what happens. Back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I would say that something about the air just feels... I don't know, lighter or cleaner or something. It's very subtle, but the oxygen feels good where I am.
Great.
Okay. So Ron has this wonderful bundle of healings called the Body Jumpstart that I already mentioned, and someone has a couple of questions about it, Ron. What's in there is the magnetic twisted body alignment, which we were just talking about, the infection body, the mind of the body, the blood and circulatory clearing, which includes, I know, the nervous system, the lymph system, something else, the blood, I can't remember what the other one, and then body system rejuvenation. So the question is, do you recommend we do these in the order they are listed, or does that matter?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, whatever order you want to use, it would be perfectly fine. So, you know, if you have a condition, maybe with breathing, then, you know, do the respiratory, first, and then do the rest of them. And, you know, the clearing, I think, was 3 months. So, I mean, you know, go in there and do it as often as you like. And, you know, it's pretty comprehensive. That's how we put it up. We wanted something that's, you know, on there that's going to help everybody. Where there's, you know, where you don't have to look for another clearing typically to use. Like, oh, Ron forgot this clearing. This is really needed, you know. I think we hit everything that I offer to really get you into wellness on that clearing. I've had a lot of people comment on it at the expos. They're kind of shocked because it's so long, you know, as far as 3 months, because they're not used to being able to go into a clearing and keep doing something to improve their health. But they say, yeah, this has really helped me out tremendously, and I just love to do that clearing, you know. So, but 3 months, you know, it is a long time, only because there's so much on there. So it depends, you know, how dedicated you are to your health. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you. It's a really wonderful healing. Okay, we're getting near the end of the show, but somebody wrote in something that is a very interesting question. And we were talking about things kind of feeling a little bit better this week, but also last week this person's pointing out that we had Mother's Day and there was a lot of heavy energies on the earth. And there's a few things I didn't know. It was meditation month. There was a National Prayer Day. So the religions were probably doing a lot of stuff around that, and that would create a lot of heavy energy. Past Saturday was Armed Forces Day. The media is reporting the upcoming Memorial Day, talking a lot about war and dead people that are dead and veterans. A lot of emotional traumas coming up. So the question is, could we possibly do something for that during the holiday? Some of us could timeline crash some things before they happen and the past to be sure they don't get recycled.
Yeah, so I think that's probably a personal question. I think the person's asking. Yeah, you could do timeline crash, and that'll help everybody. So when you, with all this stuff happening, you may want to see how you're related to it, okay? First of all, you know, are you in a military family? Which means that maybe your parents were military, maybe you were military, you know, your grandparents, you know. So you have to see, is there a history there? And did any of those people die? You didn't die naturally, but maybe, you know, maybe you're missing something. Maybe you got your finger shot off or something, you know. Well, you got a casualty then, you know, as far as your finger being gone. So that could relate to you. So you're going to be drawing everybody who's doing their prayer work or whatever, you know, for people that have, you know, war injuries, we'll say, and you're one of those, and you're now in their basket because you have it in your DNA, and the aliens know that, and they suck you now, you know, into this basket of people praying for you. I mean, you don't have to really have your name put in there. They know what you have. It's like, you know, the old thing about Santa Claus, you know. What's that saying? He knows if you've been, good or something, you know? Knows when you're sleeping, knows, you know, whatever. You know, you guys know the drill there. So anyway,
yeah.
You know, they know. Remember, they gave you the DNA, you know? That's why dark side healers can heal quicker than the light, because dark side gave you your stuff. And they know all about you. So, yeah, find out what the issues are that you're dealing with for whatever the situation is. Just write it down and see what comes up. Remember, your cellular memory will bring it up for you if you start to kind of become inquisitive, you know. And all of a sudden, you may go, ah, yeah. You know, this person, one of my uncles died, you know, or something like that, or whatever, you know, and, you know, then do a clearing for that. Get off that timeline. The chances are you could have been in the soul family since your uncle died. We'll just say in World War One, you know, so that's probably, you know, most people living today probably maybe didn't experience that or know about it, okay? So we'll just say World War One, and, all of a sudden, you go, yeah, I heard about this guy. Well, right away, you're on that World War One timeline, and you may have been there with the soul family contract, maybe even kill the person, okay? That's a possibility. Or maybe you're with him in his little regiment, whatever, you know, in the foxholes, you know, and maybe you were next to him when he died. So you got all that trauma inside of your body that's passed on. And, you know, so whatever seems to come up, from an issue like that, and it'd be good, you know, if you really want to clear yourself out with these unknown, you know, time bombs in you, you know, take all those key days. Remember, the aliens love this. They gave you Mother's Day and Father's Day. Well, when you're young, that's great. You know, wow, I'm going to give Mommy a little card with a flower on it or something. Well, naturally, you get older and your mother's no longer living, so now you probably have guilt and fear about that day coming and sadness, everything else. And so they get you on the other side, the other flip side of the coin, you know. But look at all those days, the holidays, days that mean something. People take days off because of it or whatever. And maybe there's a half a dozen, maybe there's a dozen during the whole year. I know they have stuff for everything, but just look at those main ones, okay? And do timeline crashes on it and see what comes up for you. You know, because you could be having a lot of problems, you know, and even holidays of people, you know, like St. Patrick's Day, right? If, you know, have you been Irish, you know? Somebody said St. Patrick was a really awful person, you know. I don't know if that's true or not, but they talked about what I can vaguely remember, that this guy was not a good guy, but they celebrate him. So that's another dark side thing, but it looks like our time is ending here. So if you happen to know about St. Patrick, you might want to send it to CLS Questions. So here we go. We'll end our program. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, all the callers, people listening anyway. And thank you, DBS, for doing the Mind to Heart Drop. So we're dropping down. Here we go. Man in your spirit, take the thoughts in your head, go into your heart. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. I'll do it one more time here. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So do this all the time, everybody. Command your spirit out loud to do this for you, and it will bring you peace instantly. And you won't be able to think. Remember, the light doesn't judge itself, so it can't think. So back to you. Thank you, Ann.
Okay, well, that's it. We'll say goodbye, everyone. Again, it's creationlightship.com, and please send your questions and comments to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.